This is Simon Peterson with Reflections. The king of a large kingdom was growing old. He decided that it was time to select an heir from among his four sons. So he called them in one at a time to discuss the inheritance of his kingdom. The first son entered the chamber of the king and sat down, and the king said, "My son, I am very old and will not live much longer. I wish to entrust my kingdom to the son best suited to receive it. Tell me, if I leave my kingdom to you, what will you give to the kingdom?" Now this son was very rich, so when asked the question, he replied, "I am a man of vast wealth. If you leave me your kingdom, I will give it all my wealth, and it will be the richest kingdom in all the world." "Thank you, my son," the king said as he dismissed the son. The second son entered, and the king said, "My son, I am very old and will not live much longer. I wish to entrust my kingdom to the son best suited to receive it. Tell me, if I leave my kingdom to you, what will you give to the kingdom?" Now this son was very intelligent, so when asked the question, he replied, "I am a man of vast intelligence. If you leave me your kingdom, I will give it all of my intelligence, and it will be the most intelligent kingdom in all the world." "Thank you, son," the king said as he dismissed the son. The third son entered, and the king said, "My son, I am very old and will not live much longer. I wish to entrust my kingdom to the son best suited to receive it. Tell me, if I leave my kingdom to you, what will you give to the kingdom?" Now this son was very strong, so when asked the question, he replied, "I am a man of great strength. If you leave me your kingdom, I will give it all of my strength, and it will be the strongest kingdom in all the world." "Thank you, son," the king said as he dismissed the son. The fourth son entered and was greeted by the king in the same fashion as the other three. Now this son wasn't especially rich or smart or strong, so he replied, "My father, you know that my brothers are much richer, smarter, and stronger than I. While they have spent years gaining these attributes, I have spent my time among the people in your kingdom. I have shared with them in their sickness and sorrow, and I have learned to love them. The only thing I have to give to the people of your kingdom is my love. I know that my brothers have more to offer than I do, so I will not be disappointed in not being named your heir. I will simply go on doing what I have always done." When the king died, the people anxiously awaited the news as to their new ruler. And the greatest rejoicing the kingdom ever knew took place when they heard that their new king was the fourth son.
If you would like to receive free daily devotionals, log on to www.activated.org.